This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's going to be a good time. We're going to talk about this new RNC chair thing very briefly. I think that stuff's kind of boring, but I'll bring it up. Are hot people in trouble in the job market? We'll have to know whether or not I'm in trouble. Should you be tipping? People are not tipping. The Project Veritas Pfizer stuff, get to some emails, which I owe you. I haven't gotten to like any emails. So you know what? We're going to begin there. Before I get to the boring RNC stuff, we're going to get to a little bit of that. So I finally got the wife to listen to my favorite host since Rush. She was captive of mine while we were on a three-hour road trip for a grandkid's birthday. Stupid me. I didn't screen the episode. You went on to say how ugly women with short hair can be and how mean they are to each other when they tell their friends to chop their hair off. You guessed it. She just chopped her hair off 2 days ago. The guy goes on to say, I guess I'll just continue to listen alone. Feel free to use my name as she won't be listening to hear it. His name is Corey. He did finish off by saying, now off the record, you are right as usual. Of course I'm right. But I don't even remember when I said that. And I didn't say ugly women cut their hair off. I said women are terrible to each other. Terrible to each other. And they will intentionally torpedo even their friends by the hair chop off thing. Because for some reason women get bored with their hair when it looks fine. I'm bored with my hair. I think I'm going to chop it off. And she'll go to one of her girlfriends. Should I chop it off? And one of her girlfriends wants to steal her boyfriend. So she's always like, oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely chop it off. You'll look so cute. And she chops it off. And it doesn't look cute. It does not. Jesse, you talked recently about the peasants and their freedoms being the problems in the eyes of the elite and how they start to control how and what we spend our money on. It's already happened. Remember Obamacare? The peasants were too stupid to buy health insurance. Yes, that's 100% right. Dear Oracle, when do you think they will come for the flag? It is the highest symbol of freedom. When is it going to be a woke target? Listen, thank you. You know, I'll be honest with you. Until I got this email, I'd never really thought about that. But they're definitely going to come for it. There's no question about it. Remember, this is a story that the quote mainstream press will scoff at if you bring it up. It's just, oh, you nut job. Oh, one of these right wingers. But I've brought it up over and over and over again because it is so huge. Let me pause here for a moment. You remember I told you when I lost two congressional races in Arizona, I wanted to stay in the fight. And so I got this job working for this DC political group. Went back working for this group. Well, that happened to be the year
The RNC was having its convention down in Tampa, and I adore Tampa, so I got to go down anyway. So I go down to Tampa. I'm down in Tampa for the convention. Now, if you've never been to a convention, and the chances are good you've never been to a convention, you need to understand it is like several major football games going on when you think about the street closures and the security and the scheduling and the inhuman amounts of money that goes into this whole thing. Planning. I guarantee you they hire professional planning firms to get all this out. That's what goes in. These conventions are a big deal. These presidential conventions, because, you know, Romney and Ryan were going to be there, those losers and all that. These things are a really, really, really big deal. So I say that to say this. The Democrats had one of these conventions without a single American flag. Do you understand how much thought and design goes into every part of it? Especially, I need to stress this because I was there, especially the stage, because they know the stage is what's televised. When you're up there listening to these speeches and watching these people give their speeches, everything you can see with your eyes, when they're zoomed in on the people and when they're zoomed out, that's all accounted for. That's all planned for. Do we want this? Do we want that? What kind of a theme? Do we want... Oh, it's not accidental, I promise you. They're not just, well, let's do a convention here. It starts tomorrow. It's a big deal. The Democrats put on a convention without an American flag. That's not possible to have that be accidental. That means you spent millions and millions of dollars and called in who knows how many different people to help with the planning and design and everything. And no American flags were welcome. In fact, I'll take it a step further. I don't know this because I wasn't in the room. I'll take it a step further. The American flags were rejected because of actually what Chris just said. He said it's something that came up in the planning. That's what I was just about to say. Someone suggested it at some point. Oh, okay, we'll have the pillars here. We got this here. Okay, where do you guys want to put the flag? Hey, where'd the flag go? That means it was also rejected at one point. Flag? What? Hey, who let Marty in here? Flag? But this is the Democratic Party. We hate America. No, we're not flying the flag. And make sure you understand this. Maybe you're an old Democrat listening. You know that your party does hate America now, right? Now, I know the Republicans suck and they're useless. And I also know this. If you're an older Democrat, I sympathize because the Democratic Party never used to hate America. They have different ideas. This should happen or this should happen. But the party of JFK and all that. So I don't blame you if you're a Democrat from that era. But please do understand the Democratic Party of this era, the Democrat Party, I should say, of this era, they hate this place. They are actively anti-American. It's why every single tenet of the Democratic platform today, every single part of the Democratic platform today involves this. America sucks. We have to fix this. This sucks. America's racist. We have to fix it. America's sexist. We have to fix it. America's polluting the climate. We have to fix it. America's mean to illegal immigrants. We have to open the border. Every single part of the platform is based on, hey, America, it sucks here. Let me fix it. Every single one. It wasn't an accident. They all promise hope and change. Remember that Obama thing? Fundamentally change America, he said. They mean that all the way. And I want you, like I said, if you're an older Democrat, I'm not telling you to go Republican because Republicans suck too. Right? I'm not telling you that at all. But you better wake up to who and what you're voting for every time you go in. If you stick, well, I still like Joe Biden's reminds me a lot of JFK. Please stop voting because you're too stupid to vote. All right? You're just too dumb. I'm not judging you either. There are dumb people. There are smart people. If you think voting for Joe Biden is the same as, you know, voting for the JFK Democratic Party, this is not, I promised I'd be nicer this new year. There is no judgment here, and I'm not talking down to you. But you are too stupid to vote, and I want you to stop voting. I don't want you to do anything else. Look, wake up in the morning, work out, eat, go to work, retire, do whatever you do. I want you to keep living your life the way you do. But you're just too dumb to vote. And probably if I'm being honest about this, look, in the interest of public safety, again, I told you I was going to be nicer this year. You're probably too dumb to drive too. So maybe you should move somewhere where your work is in walking distance from your home, because if you think that voting for Democrats today is the same as voting for even the Bill Clinton Democratic Party, it's not your fault. You're just really, really stupid. Jesse, the Biden administration has expressed its intent to electrify military vehicles. I wonder if anyone in the administration has given any thought to how you would recharge a tank on the battlefield. I understand the glibness of your response, so I'm not necessarily talking to you, but again, this goes back to what we were just talking about. They understand. They know. This is why we fail. We counter their open anti-Americanism with facts as if they don't know the facts, or as if the facts are going to change their mind. You see this, like you brought up tanks, you see this with electric vehicles all the time. Jesse, these idiots, don't they know that that plug-in for the electric vehicle, that it needs, you know, coal or gas power or something like that from a coal plant before that electricity ever gets there? Don't these idiots know that? Oh, buddy, they know. The point is not electric vehicles. The point is not to save the planet. The point is not to reduce carbon emissions. The point is to burn America to ash. And the most important tool in the communist tool belt to burn America's economy to ash is the whole climate change lie. It's their everything. They know these facts. They know. They know you can't charge the tanks. They know it's going to be the death of this. They know it's going to be the death of that. They don't care. Right? They don't care. All right. It's time to talk about the new RNC chair really briefly. Also, Bill Gates back in the news. You know I always enjoy that. We'll address some Bill Gates stuff. And then, are you hot people in trouble in the job market? Look, I've been telling you to take a male vitality stack from Chalk because I care about your health, but maybe I'm cheating you out of a job. What if you're... No, hear me out, Chris. What if you're a dude... You get a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. So you're just oozing confidence now, right? What if I just cost you a job promotion because you're just too attractive to the ladies? Ladies, what if you get a female vitality stack? And then instead of chopping your hair off and wearing flats, you have long hair and you put on high heels because you're feeling like the bee's knees too, strutting around looking good. And it costs you a job because you're too hot. Maybe Chalk... Maybe it can save your health, but cost you your career. Something you should consider. Either way, the subscriptions are 35% off. Male vitality stack, female vitality stack, lit powder. Look, go be hot. If it costs you your job, just be hot for a living. Go model or something like that. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a pod.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes if you ever miss a minute of it. That's just a little heads up for you. Okay, so I've got a couple things to tell you. And they may be hard to hear, but we're going to move on and make fun of Democrats here in a moment. So let me just get this out, all right? Rona McDaniel, she gets reelected to be head of the RNC. Okay, so we have an extremely disappointing midterm election. In fact, we've had now, if you count 2020, obviously we've had two very, very, very disappointing elections. And after these two, frankly, quite disastrous elections... The Republican Party promptly went back and chose Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and Rona McDaniel to stay in their three leadership positions. I bring that up to bring this up. The headline is Kevin McCarthy is supposed to meet with Joe Biden to discuss the debt ceiling. By the way, they're meeting Wednesday. Remember, we have a debt problem. I'm not just talking about the national debt problem. We're about to hit the debt ceiling again. And so they're going to have to raise the debt ceiling again. Now, I know what you're yelling right now at the radio, the same thing I yell all day long. Why not just cut spending? Okay, look, I want that too. You want that too. That's not what any of these scumbags are going to do. They're not going to cut spending. So they're going to raise the debt ceiling. I hate that. You probably hate that, but it is what it is, right? So the Republicans now have to play a game. They have to play a game where they get concessions from Democrats that Democrats don't want to give in order to give them permission to raise the debt ceiling. And always remember this. Whatever party controls the presidency is always blamed the most when things go wrong, and they get the most credit when things go right. If you're Joe Biden, you are more invested than Republicans are in raising the debt ceiling. Yes, the media is going to try to campaign for you over and over again. They're already doing it in the New York Times. It's Republicans' fault, Republicans' fault. But for the most part, if there's an issue, the public is going to look at Joe Biden and they're going to blame him and his party. So he has more at stake here. Now, Republicans, they're not going to get great concessions for us. You know that, right? They're just not. And I'm trying to prepare you for the fact that they're not going to get great concessions. That doesn't mean all is lost. That doesn't mean there haven't been improvements. I'm not saying any of these things. But we have a decade or more to remake this party. We are in the very, very beginning stages. Trump, to his credit, helped out a lot, dumping a lot of the old crap, exposing some of the losers. But we still have a long way to go to turn the Republican Party into a true anti-communist party with teeth. They're not there yet. They're not ready yet for that fight. I actually had somebody, I saw him, I've had him on my TV show before, and I texted my producer as soon as I saw this and said he's never welcome back. He will never be back on my TV show. Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado. Why? Did he do something terrible, some horrible vote? No, Ken Buck votes pretty well. What did he do? He opposed publicly Kevin McCarthy kicking off Ilhan Omar and Swalwell and Schiff. He opposed it, and he specifically said, I oppose it because I don't like to do a tit for tat, just like that Bill Barr thing I play for you all the time. Okay, well, you're not ready. You need to retire. You need to go to the sidelines again. You're not ready. You oppose a tit for tat? All these people understand is fear and pain. Did you think you were going to shame them into not acting this way? These people are not capable of shame. You're dealing with anti-humans who are trying to burn the country to ash, and you don't think you should tit for tat? Look, I'll go back to this Trump-DeSantis primary thing that we were talking about earlier. Trump's taking some shots at DeSantis, acting like DeSantis was more locked down than Trump was, and a bunch of DeSantis people are mad about it. That's a lie. Well, yeah, of course that's a lie. If DeSantis can't handle a lie like that from Donald Trump, then he can't handle the Democrat in the general election. Donald Trump's going to blast DeSantis both barrels and everyone else. That's what he does. If you can't take the heat, then I'd rather have Trump there. That's the bottom line. I'm not saying DeSantis can't take it. I'm not saying Trump can't take it. But this is why I want a nasty primary to fight. We have to develop on the right a fighter's mentality. And we don't have it yet. It's going to take time. Prepare yourself now in your bones. Prepare yourself for disappointment when it comes to this debt ceiling fight. Because mark my words, Republicans are going to absolutely lay down like Kamala Harris in a job interview. They are going to give the farm away and get virtually nothing in return. It's going to take time to remake the mentality of a party. It's going to take us 10 years to get rid of Mitch McConnell. It's going to take apparently 1,000 years to get rid of Ronna McDaniel. It's going to take time to finally show up in primaries and win primaries and dump losers like John Cornyn and so many others. It's going to take time, all right? All right, the fight goes on. Now, I do need to say this really quickly here. China has warplanes currently circling Taiwan. We are sending tanks now to Ukraine, so that looks like that's going to get nice and spicy. Every single economist, even the ones who spent all their time telling us that we're not going to have one, they're now all saying, we're going to have a recession. It might be fairly severe. Do you have an emergency 3-month food kit for everybody who lives in your home? And I need to clarify, I'm not telling you you're going to need it. I hope you don't. I hope 25 years from now when it all goes bad, you email the show, Jesse, I can't believe it. My Patriot Supply stuff finally went bad. I never used it. What a waste of money. I can't wait. I hope that day comes. Oh, boy, please, Lord, let that day come. But, man, I'd much rather have that email 25 years from now than the email 6 months from now. Jesse, we're out of food. Our grocery store's shut down. It's World War III. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. They got $200 off their emergency 3-month food kits, all right? MyPatriotSupply.com. $200. Get an emergency 3-month food kit for everyone who lives in your home. And please don't eat it. Buy it and stash it. This is for a rainy day, not for funsies, okay? MyPatriotSupply.com. Go get your stuff now. Now it's time to find out if you're too hot for a job. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show in a couple things. One, I have some good news, maybe great news, but I can't tell you quite yet. I think I'll be able to tell you Wednesday or Thursday night, I'll be able to tell you. I will keep you updated on the news. If you're thinking it's in reference to the book, that's a really good guess because it's 1,000% in reference to the book. So I'm going to let you know everything about that as soon as I'm allowed to. I'm doing a look. Hey, we authors, you know what we do, Chris? What, Chris? We cross the T's and dot the I's. You probably don't know what that means, Chris, because you're not a world famous author like me who hasn't ever put out a book yet. But that day is coming soon. So that's some good news. There is bad news, though. I am not sure whether I will be able to re-sign with Premier and come back and keep doing a radio show for you here. I had initially thought that that was going to be a shoo-in because I'm so happy, and I figured they were so happy because of the way the show was growing, and they are, everything I've heard. But then I see this headline, and I think they're never going to welcome me back. The career coach warns that hot people will have a harder time getting a job. What, Chris? Don't shake your head. And so I read down through it. And she's definitely talking about people who are extremely attractive, you know, like me, going in for a job interview and just being too hot to get the job. There's no way, if that's become a real thing, there's no way Premier is going to sign me to another contract. I'm going to walk in, they're going to go, whoa, who is this symmetrical oracle right here? We can't possibly work with this person. What, Chris? Hey, the good news is you're a shoo-in, but they're gonna hire you in a heartbeat. Oh, I will say this, because I'm going to move on, because we have to make fun of Bill Gates here for a second. She does go on in this really kind of a stupid article to describe women. She really seems to focus on women about dialing it down a notch. I don't know about that, but I will just tell you a little story here from sales. Just a general story, not a specific story. Because remember, before I started doing radio, I was in RV sales. And something you'll notice, this is not universal at all, but something you will notice about a lot of sales jobs. No, it's not that story, Chris. No, I can't tell that story again. I can't. Can I? Should I? All right, I'll tell it tomorrow. All right, the start of the second hour tomorrow, I'll tell you the story of the worst I ever put my foot in my mouth. Chris, if I forget, Michael, if I forget, it's on you because I'm going to forget. Start of the second hour tomorrow, I'm telling my story about just, I'll know what it is. Just remind me to tell the story. Okay. Anyway, back to sales. Have you ever been on a car lot? Maybe an RV lot? Because remember, I was in RV sales for a while. What you will notice is this. The salesmen are almost all men. If there are women, 99% of the time, they are older women. And when I say older, respectfully, ladies, I mean 60s. 50s, 60s, I would say. Chris says, why? I actually had the same question. Because I started in sales, eight, nine years ago, I started in sales when I got the job. And I looked around and it was all dudes all the time. And I said, this doesn't make any sense. Not that I'm all about diversity, you know that. And I'm certainly not Mr. Nice Guy when it comes to misogyny and things like that. But I would think it would be helpful to have a woman in certain circumstances on the sales floor. And Lord knows women can appeal to people. Like I said, I think women are very much in control of the emotions of a room. I could see women, young ones, young smart ones, being really good at sales. And my sales manager then, before he got fired and I took his job as sales manager, my sales manager then pulled me in and said, you know why? And I said, no. He said, listen, who buys RVs? And I said, well, I don't know, families and couples. He said, yes, couples. It's almost always couples. Very rarely do you sell one to a single guy or a single girl. If you do, it's always for work reason. They're traveling for oil field or nursing or something like that. He said, it's always couples. I said, yeah, okay. And he said, a couple shows up and has no problem working with a dude. A couple will show up and they will have no problem working for an older woman. We had a woman, actually, when I was with the company I was with, she was in her 60s. She was in the top five every year. We called her the Black Widow, just a stone cold killer out there. He said people would have no problem working with her. People don't want to work for a young dime. And I said, why? He said, threatening to the woman. The wife or longtime girlfriend or whatever it is will consider her, not always, again, nothing's universal, right? We're just doing generals here. Nothing's universal. The wife will consider her to be too much of a threat. The husband wants to go back and look at the RV. When he knocks off work, he's just got to go measure something. Honey, I'm going to stop by. The wife doesn't want to sit and work hand in hand with a young dime. So I was just joking, obviously, in the beginning. I obviously can't relate to this at all. Maybe this is a thing. I was always taught hot chick privilege is a thing. And Lord knows I've seen plenty of that in my life. But maybe there really are many jobs out there, you dimes. Maybe you should ugly it up a little bit. Hey, good news. The feminists have shown you how to do this. You have a blueprint for being ugly. Just put on some flats. Take off your heels and all that. Put on some flats. Chop all your hair off. Dump all the makeup. Skip showering for a couple days. No need to wear that skirt or anything like that. Just throw on a wrinkled t-shirt or something that's about 20 sizes too big for you. Boom. You're ready for a job. What, Chris? We're out here helping people. One last thing on helping people, by the way, I just want to bring this up because we have to get to this Bill Gates stuff. The headline is it time we all stop tipping? Now, let's pause here for a moment. It's from the Daily Wire. I'm not telling you what to do. I have always believed in tipping and tipping well. Not only do I tip well as I can. I'm not made of money, but you start as a waiter or waitress to me. You start with 25% now. It used to be 20. I start you at 25% now. Now, don't get me wrong. That can go down, but that can also go up. If you suck, I won't pay you 25%, but that can go up too if I feel like I'm really well taken care of. So I believe in tipping. But one of the things that has driven me crazy lately is you'll see, and I want you to pay attention to this from now on, they're adding automatic tips to lots of bills now. Restaurants are adding automatic tips. Now, that made me, a good tipper, really, really angry. In fact, it made me, a good tipper, so angry that I, because it's normally like 20% or 18%, so I would refuse to add more. So I'd be like, hey, you're adding one automatically? Screw it. You're getting less of a tip than you would have done had I just done it on my own. But I come into the studio one day complaining about that. Chris's old lady, is in this industry. And Chris enlightened me. I can't believe he actually added something to the show. That was weird. Chris enlightened me to the fact people have stopped tipping in this economy. And if they're not automatic, these waiters, waitresses, bartenders, and such, they don't make a dime. Now, I don't know why I told you that other than just giving you some inside industry information. Keep in mind, one, check your bill to make sure they didn't automatically add it. Well, I mean, you do what you want from there, but check and make sure they didn't automatically add it. That's one. And two, do keep in mind the waiters and waitresses these days, they're getting shortchanged bad. Now, this is part of what we're doing as a country as we're getting poorer, as inflation is making us all poorer. We are taking out loans. We're racking up credit card debt. We're doing a bunch of things to maintain the same standard of living while the dollar's worth less. This is human nature. It's not productive. It's not good, but it is human nature. Part of that is, I don't want to skip eating out. Oh, let's just skip the tip. I don't like that. All right. We're going to make fun of Bill Gates. Talk a little bit about this Project Veritas stuff. Maybe do an email or two. And we're going to check out of here. Let's do one email real quick here. Jesse, I finally, subject is preborn. Jesse, I finally sat down on my computer to donate to this amazing organization after listening to you on your podcast. You say you don't make a difference. You make a difference. I had tears running down my face as I entered my credit card info. I wish I could give more, but as you are a vital link in the chain of information, I know that I'm making a difference too with my 5 ultrasounds. You make it real and funny and interesting every day for us anti-communists out here. Don't ever give up, and neither will we. God bless your efforts. And she says, yours too, Chris and Michael. Listen, again, you did this. I didn't do this. You say that you wish you could give more. $140 is what she just gave because she bought 5 ultrasounds. An ultrasound costs $28 for preborn. I don't care if you never give again. That's 5 lives. That's 5 young women who are going to hear their baby's heartbeat and probably choose life because of you. You did that. I didn't do that. If you never give another dime, I don't care. You did it. 5 lives. You'll never meet them. You just made a difference. If you want to make a difference too, you can. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. Whatever you can. $28, $2,800, 28 cents. I don't care. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, we're almost done already with the Jesse Kelly Show. That flew by. That sucks. Don't worry. We'll be back to tomorrow to do it again. And then the next day. And the next day. That's Wednesday, right? No, that's Thursday. And then the next day. But then we're off the next day, which is a Saturday. Either way, you should definitely get a Pure Talk phone. What do those two things have in common? Nothing whatsoever. I just wanted to tell you about Pure Talk and the fact that your cell phone service sucks because they support all the things you hate. Verizon takes your money and spends it on commercials that spit in your face. So does T-Mobile. So does AT&T. Pure Talk saves you a fortune, and they never do that. Not in a million years. Why? The CEO is a veteran. Customer service, American. Same great 5G network as one of the big guys, so you don't sacrifice coverage. Why haven't you switched to Pure Talk? I like not feeling like trash when I pay my cell phone bill every month. Put your money where your morals are. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. 850-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. Now, Bill Gates sat down for another interview, had some interesting things to say. Here's a little tidbit.
You know, climate change just gets worse every year as long as you continue emissions. A pandemic, we're likely to go...
Sorry. I hate to interrupt him again. Sorry about this, but as long as you continue emissions. Now, you hear that, but the normal person hears that. You know what they hear? They think about, like, the car exhaust or some big furnace, some big steam stack at a power plant with these chemicals being poured in there. That's what they consider to be emissions. But here's what it's really, really, really critical for you to understand and for you to make your normie friends understand. He considers, and I'm going to start it again because I'm not going to interrupt him next time. He considers emissions to be what you're breathing out right now. Now, I want you to listen again and make sure you know that you're the emissions he's talking about.
You know, climate change just gets worse every year as long as you continue emissions. A pandemic, we're likely to go a fair period of time without either a naturally or intentionally caused pandemic. But when it does strike, you know, we saw it's tens of millions of lives and tens of trillions of dollars. Fortunately, the cost to be ready for the next pandemic is a rounding error compared to what it takes to retool the modern economy to solve climate change. So, you know, preparation for earthquakes, pandemic.
A rounding error compared to what it's going to take to let him completely remake the globe and have about 4 to 5 billion people executed by starving them to death. That's all. That's all. And I thought it would be appropriate to bring this up because one of the common things you see, maybe it's a common thing you said, I'm sure I've said it before. When we talk about Ghislaine Maxwell, remember that was Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand woman. And then Ghislaine Maxwell gets busted and she has to go in for a trial. But of course, they completely seal the trial. So you don't get to hear anything at all. And they seal it so tight, there are no leaks. Have you ever heard of anything like that before? No leaks, no names, no nothing. And then, boom, she gets convicted off to prison. I think she got 20 years, if I remember right. Ghislaine Maxwell goes to prison for 20 years. And one of the things people on the right love to say, they say this a lot, you see, well, it's crazy that nobody on the client list got arrested. How do we not know who's on the client list? How don't we know who's on the client list? Why don't we know who's on the client list? Really? We might not know all of them, but I think we can have some strong suspicions.
That one of the issues that's dogged you is that of your relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Do you regret the relationship that you maintained with him against Melinda's advice and wishes?
Oh, I've said that you're going way back in time. But yeah,
new audience.
I will say for the...
Going way back in time. I'll go back to this in a moment. I love this one. Going way back in time. What? My association... My close association with the guy who was internationally sex trafficking women? That was like last year. Gosh, don't nitpick.
You know, over 100 times. Yeah, I shouldn't have had dinners with him.
Epstein had a way of sexually compromising people. Is that what Melinda was warning you about?
No. I mean, it's... No, I had dinner with him, and that's all.
Yeah, boy, that sounded pretty straight up and honest there, right? I had dinner with him, and that's all. By the way, do you know they allegedly had dinner 36 times? I don't know. Hold on, let me think. Besides family, right? So mom, dad, kid, or mom, dad, sister, and then the wife and kids. But beyond that family there, I don't think I've had dinner 36 times with another human being in my entire life. Chris, have you? Chris hasn't either. Huh. Maybe we're just not as close as Epstein was with Gates. Anyway, so whatever happened, I wonder who killed Epstein.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
Okay. Moving on.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Pfizer denies conducting COVID gain-of-function research in delayed response to the Veritas video. James O'Keefe from Project Veritas ambushed some guy, Jordan Tristan Walker. The video is out there online where they set up a fake date with the guy, and the guy goes on to brag about Pfizer creating the vaccine or creating the virus. It was damning. Like crimes against humanity damning. And not only that, they took like 24 to 48 hours to even put out a statement. And if you actually read their statement, it's pretty flimsy. I can't believe the volume of evidence out there that shows a lot of this stuff was planned and made worse by the very people who were, quote, helping us. What a shock. Legal filing exposes FBI involvement in January 6th. Just another reminder that it's not a conspiracy theory whatsoever. We know for a fact that FBI informants, and I'm sure agents as well, were all over that January 6th crowd, and that most of the ringleaders, the real ringleaders who were on camera telling people, charge the Capitol, go in the Capitol, all these other things, amazingly, they're not on the FBI most wanted list. Huh. Man, I wonder how they avoided that. DeSantis advisors prepare for potential presidential run, explore staff options. This is the thing. A lot of people are in love right now with Ron DeSantis, and I like Ron DeSantis a lot, as you know. However, remember, a presidential campaign is a big thing. Staffing up is going to be a critical thing. Donald Trump's personnel decisions have crucified his plans over and over again. We don't know that DeSantis is any better yet. Put together an incredible campaign team and go out there and fight, make each other bloody and win. Go earn my vote, all right? See you tomorrow. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.